Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Got Crosby right in front of the net. Good block shot by Greenway there as he dropped down to get a piece of that one. Carlson, far post, scores. Sidney Crosby. Textbook Penguins power play goal, and they win it in overtime, 6-5.
There's your game winner. Could you have guessed that before that happened? Crosby. Yep. Goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Crosby, the game winner. Carlson sets it up right on the side of the net on the power play. Malkin, the other assist on a night when Malkin gets his 500th career goal. And the Penguins pull out a game that, well, the Sabres, guess you could argue multiple times, maybe should have pulled away and won. But nevertheless, a overtime loss. It's a point that maybe they didn't get last year. So many times the Sabres found ways not to get the game to overtime. But the Sabres led 1-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, and 5-4, and could not figure out a way to get it done tonight. The refereeing was a little, I thought, questionable at times. The defense on both teams was bad at times, and the Sabres special teams letting them down once again. Pittsburgh scores twice on the power play and a shorthanded goal, and the Sabres cannot come through on their opportunities. They had many less. We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. Paul Hamilton's on his way into the Sabres dressing room, so we'll have some player reaction coming up, including from J.J. Paterka. He's up right now here with we're going to go Tage Thompson first here. Now we're live with Paul.
Sorry about that, Brian. Yeah, we're going with Tage first. Tage, back and forth, back and forth. What were the key parts of that game, do you feel, that you were only able to get 1 point out of it?
I feel like when we kept it simple and we just played behind them, they couldn't keep up with our pace. We have a fast group, and when we're putting pucks behind their D and making them turn to go get it and getting on the forecheck, they struggled to break out. And then I think when we started to try to force plays at their blue line, soft stuff through the middle, gives them easy offense. We knew they wanted to try to get behind us in the neutral zone, and a couple times we let that happen because we were sniffing offense. So I think, 3-1 lead, we got to manage the puck better, be a little smarter, be a little more aware what's going on behind us. With that being said, I loved our compete and our determination to claw our way back into the game and find ourselves another lead in the third. And then same thing, we kind of did things that hurt us towards the end of the game there, and then obviously in overtime too, they get a power play, and I think they're going to score. When you give them too many looks like that, too many power plays, and I think tonight's game we beat ourselves, so it's a frustrating one, but we got a quick turnaround, another chance to get back at it tomorrow, so got to flush this one and move on, and silver lining is we got a point out of it, so got to take that with us and keep things moving.
You get your agent back in the lineup, you get your two goals. I mean, just how good is it to see him back out there doing the things he can do?
Yeah, he looked great. Moving his feet, creating plays, taking pucks to the net. When he's doing that, it creates a lot of trouble for their team, and I think obviously when you're playing in their O zone, less time you spend in your own D zone is always great. So nice to get him back in the lineup contributing, and he looked great tonight.
How did you claw your way back into it? Because when they went up, I mean, with Malkin's 500, all the energy, all the emotion, yeah. I mean, it seemed like that might have been it, but you guys got back in it.
Yeah, a lot of energy, a lot of emotion for them when that happened. I think for us the main thing was getting back to what we were doing in the first. I think our first period they had no life, no chance, and that just goes back to smart puck placements on dumps, making sure that we have guys above them in the neutral zone. Obviously we're a lot faster team, they're a veteran team, and they got a lot of smart players over there, and they're going to sniff for offense and try to get on the other side of you. So I think for us it was just trying to stay on the D side of them, not giving any free offense, and from there we'll get our turnovers and we'll go the other way.
Just kind of get your feet caught up there with Malkin at the end. I mean, how sickening is it to sit in the box knowing that it just happened, watching that?
Yeah, you know what, it would be easy to blame the refs, but at the same time, we did a lot of things to hurt ourselves in that game. Obviously, it's a call we probably would have liked to have back. I'm just going in there trying to hit him, and he tries to jump out of the way, and I feel like that play happens at least once a shift. But it is what it is. Obviously, it happens. There's a lot of other things we could have done throughout the game, though, to prevent it even going into overtime. So at the end of the day, we kind of did it to ourselves.
There's a bit of an emotional sag after Malkin.
Okay, we'll hold on to it here. We have Ryan McLeod here with us. And Ryan, it's a different game. I mean, you have it, and then you don't, and then you have it again, and then you don't. I mean, the ups and downs of that hockey game, what was it like out there?
I thought we came out with a lot of jump. Obviously got off to a lead, and then, against a team like that, you can't give them too much, and I think we just gave a little bit too much, and, they're very opportunistic, and, it's like they capitalized on them.
The whole wave of the emotion in the building with Malkin's 500th, it looked like you guys were in real trouble. What was the key for you guys to get back and get those two quick goals and get ahead again?
Just getting back to our game. I think just keep it simple, get it in deep, kind of like the cliches, but I think in that little stretch we were going a little bit too much east-west and it was hurting us, but I think once we started getting in deep and testing their D, we kind of had some more success, so I think we got to that quicker and stayed with that, we would have, hopefully got 2 points.
You gave them the lead later in the game. What do you guys have to do to be able to hold that lead? Because you obviously had taken back the momentum at that point.
I think just stay into our game. We kind of maybe we're cheating for a little bit of offense or just not playing too hard enough, but they're a good team over there. They could score. Malkin has 500 career goals, so it's can't give them much, and they're gonna take it. So. I think it's a good lesson for the group. We got to play a full 60, and just got to move on.
What did you see in your goal?
Just trying to put one on net, and it went in.
How good is it just to get that zero out of the way here?
Yeah, it's nice. It's good to get the first one as a Saber. It's nice to take the lead there, but it's kind of on to the next game. We got to get 2 points in Columbus.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan McLeod in the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Ryan McLeod getting his first as a Saber. That actually gave Buffalo a 5-4 lead past the halfway mark of the third. Nice shot through some traffic that went up high. Raquel, though, scores in the final minute when Pittsburgh has their goaltender pulled. And then Thompson takes a tripping call. It goes to a 4-on-3 in overtime. And then Carlson feeds Crosby 1:38 into the overtime to give Pittsburgh a 6-5 win. Back to the room in Pittsburgh. Here's J.J. Paterka live.
Fourth in that game, you were in control, you weren't in control, you guys came back. I mean, what are the emotions processing that after it's over?
Yeah, I think just like you said, up and down the whole game. I think we were all pretty sure that we're having it, and that's, I think, kind of what cost us the game.
What did you see on your second goal? It didn't seem like you had a lot of room there. It was a bad angle, but you still were able to get the puck through. What did you see there?
Well, I tried to get away from the boards to get like a little better of an angle, and yeah, like you said, there wasn't much, but I think the little thing he gave me, I hit it.
How frustrating was it for the number of chances you guys had after Blomqvist came in the game, and you didn't beat him until that little flurry, and he made a lot of good saves on high chances?
Yeah, I think especially in the second, save a couple of breakaways. Benny had a breakaway too. I think, he played a heck of a game, and I think obviously it's frustrating, and then to get the goals on the other end sucks even more, but yeah, I think we just got to stay a little bit calmer there.
And your breakaway off the post, did you think you had that one? Did you think it was going in?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I got slashed like last minute, that I couldn't drag it kind of be behind him. So I was hoping it hits his pad, but sadly it didn't.
You look like you were raring to go. I mean, just how much were you looking forward to getting back in the lineup?
Yeah, obviously it sucks watching games from the press box when you're like watching, but you can't do anything out there. So I was just super excited to get back in the lineup, obviously.
How frustrating was it? Because you were able to practice hard, but you just couldn't get back into the games.
Yeah, I think on the other end, though, I think with concussions, it's always good to maybe get like the extra days and make sure that it's nothing with the head. So obviously on one end it was frustrating, but on the other end I knew that season is long and I'd rather miss one or two more games there than half a season.
When you're a young player and you hear a guy with 500 goals, a guy with 1,600 points, I mean, what's your reaction to those kind of numbers?
I mean, pretty impressive. I think we all watched him like for decades lighting up the league, and yeah, I think just to see him even in an older age here, they still have it. They're still heck of players, and it's always fun to watch.
First goal, you shoot it, you go for the shot. Second one, was the plan to try to get a move on him, try to get him moving?
Yeah, well, I tried to do a little bit different. I don't know if I would have had a third one, what I'm going to do, probably spontaneously. But, got to work on those probably a little bit more in practice now.
What do you guys have to do to close that out? You had the 5-4 lead later in the game. What do you guys have to do to close that out?
I think just playing tighter. I think they kind of dragged us out when they pulled the goalie. We still had really good blocks there from Greener. But I think just staying tighter and a little calmer.
Thank you, JJ. JJ Paterka on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul Paterka. Back in the lineup after the concussion, he said he had to be patient there. He got his first and second of the season. Could have even had more. He had two breakaways just in the second period alone. And then said he was slashed on that one that he hit the post, because he did have Blomqvist beat and he didn't get that last strong finish. And now we know why, because he was slashed, but he did get a little on it. And that's why I ended up hitting the post there. So 6-5 the final. Sabres get a point, which at some points in this night, I guess I would have said good. And then at some points I would have said, well, it's unacceptable. You're up 3-1. You should finish that game. You're up 5-4. You know, the odds would say it's in your favor. But Pittsburgh not only scores in the final minute, but then they score in the overtime to get the 6-5 victory. To me, it stings a little more in the sense that Pittsburgh, to me, as a team, I feel like if you said, like, pick your teams that the Sabres have to be better than to get a playoff spot from, this is one of them. Pittsburgh is old. I think they said the third oldest team in the league. There's some teams that I feel like Buffalo, just on paper, is not ready to be better than, and I think it's the three at the top of their division. I think Florida, Boston, and Toronto are not where Buffalo is this year. So I think those three, you know, for the Sabres to finish ahead of one of those three, something crazy I think would have to happen with one of those three teams. So then you're thinking you got to make a wild card. Well, you're competing then with both divisions. I think Tampa has to be a team the Sabres have to be better than. I think Washington, I think Pittsburgh. Those are some teams there. All right, Lindy Ruff ready. Let's go live to Pittsburgh with Paul.
Sad. I mean, you had to be thrilled at the start and frustrated and thrilled to get a lead again. I mean, the swings in that game.
I thought our puck management in the second period was terrible. You know they were going to press. We played too much one-on-one hockey, and every time we played one-on-one hockey or we, you know, you turn it over around the top of the circle, you're basically breaking them out. And you know, we did that probably four or five times in the second period. That really hurt us. And then I think at the end of the night, we were we just weren't strong enough around our net. You look at some of the goals. You got to be stronger than that.
What got you back into the game? It seemed like they had all the momentum, and then
that's what the game was all about. Momentum was going back and forth every way. I think they fed off a lot of special teams. I mean, look at some of the calls we had against us, and that team feeds off their power play, and I think that. We had to try to recover. When you're killing penalties, you've got, some of your best players are sitting on the bench.
When you get that 5-4 lead, is it still the turnovers that you're looking at that you weren't able to hold it?
I don't know if – I thought our puck play – I'll have to take a look at it again – was a lot better. I just thought we got passive inside the zone on the 5-6 goal. We had to play a puck going around the wall, and we just sat inside. I thought, our forward should have went, put pressure in. They wouldn't have had as good a play as they got. So I don't think we handled the pressure. I think we felt the pressure. We didn't handle it very well.
How surprised were you that the offside challenge didn't go your way?
I didn't have a good view behind the bench. You trust your personnel. It's a hard one. I haven't looked at it since I looked at it. You focus on the rest of the game. You don't need to spend a lot of time on it. So. We thought it was a call that could go our way.
How did you get out to the 3-1 lead? It seemed like you were hard on pucks and you were making them turn the puck over.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. We started, we started the game winning a lot of battles, and then I thought they took over by winning more battles than we did. And, the 50-50 battles, the down-low battles, combined with some bad puck management, I thought really fueled their team.
JJ looked dynamic at times. Just what you think of him?
I thought JJ was awesome. You look at, he scored two goals. He had two breakaways. He hit the post on one breakaway. He was dynamic all night for me. I thought, a little worried about throwing him in, but we got a heck of a game on him.
Thanks. Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's some nice positive things there to say about JJ Paterka at the end from Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. We'll get a quick thought from Paul Hamilton here in just one moment. 6-5, the final. Crosby wins it in overtime. Let's go back to Paul. And Paul, wild third period. The Penguins grab the lead. Malkin's 500th. The building's going crazy. The whole team's celebrating. But then a quick turn. Two quick goals in less than a minute. And you're thinking maybe the Sabres can pull this out. But the final minute with a goal and then the OT with a goal.
Yeah, when it got to be 5-4, but they just couldn't find how to get their game back, how to defend. What did they do well against the Kings, and what did they do well against the Panthers? They defended very well, and then all of a sudden they just couldn't defend against this team. And we talked about for the keys to the game that they need to be hard in front of the net because the Penguins are going to be there. Guess what happened? Penguins were hard in front of the net. Look at the goals Russ scored. Just standing there in the crease. He's right there. Look at the game-winning goal. Where's Crosby? Right on the post. They're around the net. Look at Malkin's goal. He, first of all, Power throws it around the wall, coughs it up, and then it's a quick given goal. What a pass by Crosby, by the way, on the given go. And, Malkin's laying on his back, but still not good enough coverage. Where is he? Right around the crease. And that's what the Penguins are good at, and they showed us.
Paul, Paterka's return is obviously a positive from this game here. He could have had four in this game, but Lindy Ruff said he was very dynamic tonight.
Yes, I apologize for correcting you last period.
Oh, no worries.
You were absolutely right. It was Paterka that went in there and hit the post.
I have misidentified guys before. No worries at all, Paul.
I should have just trusted you and shut up. But Paterka, he had the two goals, and both impressive shots, both goals that maybe both goaltenders would want.
Yeah.
But and then he had the two breakaways, and as he said, when he had gotten slashed, the one he did hit the post on, and really the Penguins were kind of lucky that didn't wind up in the net anyway, because it hit the post and it almost hit the goaltender and went in. It didn't. And that was part of the problem there. But to be able to come back, that should have finished it. When McLeod scores to make it 5-4, that should end it. That should end it right there, and it didn't. And that's, to me, that's the hockey game right there. There's so many ups and there's so many downs to talk about, But in the at the end of the night, when it gets to be 5-4 and you come back to score two goals in, what was it, 40 seconds, I believe?
Yep.
And to take the lead back, that's where you have to close out that game. And I don't think the Sabres ever even got the puck with the goaltender pulled. So I don't even think they had an opportunity to dump it down into the empty net.
All right, Paul, I know you got to get going. You're off to Columbus. A chance to get some more points tomorrow. You know, if you get 3 out of 4 points on these two back-to-backers, I guess you would have signed up for it ahead of time, right?
Yeah. I mean, they got a point out of this with maybe other times and other seasons they wouldn't have gotten a point out of this. That's one thing we were harping on last year, that all the games where they couldn't get a loser point. They were one of the worst teams in the NHL doing it. So I don't know if you call it a good point or a bad point. I guess it depends who you are.
Yeah.
Now, you looked at that hockey game, but they did get a point out of it at the end of the day. They did blow a 3-1 lead. They did have a 5-4 lead. Pittsburgh blew a lead. You know, Tage Thompson winds up with the penalty in overtime, and then there it is. I mean, the puck's in the net. So there are a lot of ups and downs in that game, a lot of mistakes made by both teams. Mistakes mean goals. 11 of them were scored in that game. So the fans, whether they were a Penguin fan or a Sabre fan, I'm sure were entertained. At least, you know, they got to see a lot of goals, and a lot of mistakes lead to goals.
It was eerily similar in a bad way, Paul, to the Bills-Jets game, where there was mistakes everywhere and frustration everywhere. And then in the end, it was a kind of a wild, crazy game.
Yeah, plus, you know, the Penguins got the, you know, I don't think there's any question that was offside. I mean, the stop angle that TNT scored, I think, absolutely showed the play was offside. I mean, and you know me, I don't complain about, well, this was against this team or this was against that team. I think the refereeing in the National Hockey League is horrendous, and I think it's horrendous for every team in the National Hockey League.
Yep.
So, but that, I just don't see. If you got that angle, I don't see if you're making the decision how you call that a goal.
Yeah, I'm curious if what Lindy will say tomorrow when he gets some better looks at it. But obviously he said you got to trust. The Sabre staff were very good at the challenges last year in general,
yeah.
You know, overall.
And
yeah.
They were right. They were absolutely right on that challenge. And it didn't go their way, but they were right. And
yep.
that doesn't help you. But this is the National Hockey League, so even when you're right, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come out right.
That's right. All right, Paul. Well, wild game. More to talk about tomorrow. Have a safe trip to Columbus, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. All right, Paul Hamilton in Pittsburgh, PPG Paints Arena. Sabres get a point, 6-5. You've got the lead in the final minute. So I know we can sit here and say, well, there was some time you think there was a good point, bad point. Look, to me, it's a bad point in the sense you have the lead with a minute to go. Figure out a way, you know, stealing Bulldogs line that we always use, get it to the garage. Like, you got to figure out a way to do it. It's also, it's against a team that you just gave them 2 when it should have been 0. And again, I was, you know, before we went to the locker room, this is one of the teams that I feel like the Sabres have to be better than if they're going to grab one of those wild card spots. Again, I don't see them being ahead of Florida, Toronto, or Boston. So you got to make the playoffs via the wild card. And that means both teams or both divisions are in play. And to me, it's the Tampas and the Washingtons and the Islanders and the Pittsburghs and, you know, that group and Detroit, maybe Ottawa, you know, that handful of teams. Well, 2 of those group is going to get in. And I think, you know, it's a game here in mid-October that we might forget about. But who knows if Pittsburgh and Buffalo are battling. It's a game we might have to reflect on and sitting there saying, yeah, they blew multiple leads in a game and let Pittsburgh get one in the final minute. All right, 6-5 the final. For all of you listening on our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodnight to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the post game, you can go to WGR550.com or listen in on the Odyssey app. We'll get you some more highlights and some stats as we get you set also and preview the Columbus game. When we return here on the post game, 6-5 Pens over the Sabres in overtime. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now just 3 minutes into this frame, Puljujärvi to the goal line with the pass. They work it back up top. Grizzly, far circle for the shot. Pass across instead. Lukin, and what a glove save. Absolute robbery at the near post.
Ukko Pekka Lukanen with a nice glove save in the third period on bunting. That is our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Welcome back to the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. Thanks to Paul Hamilton for all of his work in Pittsburgh. Paul is off to Columbus. We'll talk to him tomorrow from the game as the Sabres get set to take on the Blue Jackets. Let's get some final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. All right, shots in the third. Wow, 17-14. A lot of shots for both teams there. Pittsburgh with the edge, and in overtime, there was one shot, and, well, you know who had it, Crosby. 1-0 in the OT. The shots end up Pittsburgh 42, Buffalo 33. Lukanen, who is now 0-2-1 on the season, 42 shots, 36 saves. Tristan Jarry, how about this? He gets pulled after stopping only 2 of 5, and he doesn't have to take the loss as Joel Blomqvist gets the win. I thought he played great. 28 shots, 26 saves. Your three stars, Brian Rusk, star number 3, Sidney Crosby, star number 2, and Evgeny Malkin, star number 1. Well, Malkin, not only his 500th goal, but he had 3 other assists. So a 4-point effort for him will make Malkin tonight our player of the game, an outstanding game for him. I don't see how J.J. Paterka is not a star, but, you know, the Penguins are picking this, so I guess maybe that is why what it is, but how does J.J. Paterka not get a star in this game? But nevertheless, again, reminder to all, and the Sabres are going to do the same thing with home games. Don't take the three stars too seriously. I'm here to tell you who they are, but don't bet on them, because it's never truly maybe who are the best three players in the game. Let's get your Dynabrade.com power play update powered by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. This is a storyline that continues to haunt the Sabres. Another 0 for the night of the power play. The Sabres, in terms of the season, are still 0 for the season. 0 for 2 tonight on the power play. Pittsburgh scored 2 power play goals, including the game winner, and a shorthanded goal. Special teams, huge edge to the Penguins. Lindy Ruff even said it. He goes, they thrive on their power play. They've got their best players out there. They get Letang out there. They get Russ. They get Crosby. They get Malkin. They get them all out there. And that's when they're at their best, for sure. And the Sabres not only were in the box quite a bit more, 6 penalties for the Sabres to just 2 for Pittsburgh. But when they had those opportunities, really not much going offensively for the Sabres there. Okay, our next game, Columbus. We'll preview that in a moment, but before we do that, let's see what's going on in the rest of the NHL tonight here as we get our scores and we go around the league. And it's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. There is one other final that is in, and it's from Toronto. The Leafs roll the Kings tonight by a score of 6-2. Matthews gets his first goal of the season. Tavares, his second. Nylander, his third amongst the 6 on the board for the Leafs. In Denver, already a goal on the board for Boston. This game's on TNT if you're looking for a game to watch tonight. Bruins 1, Avalanche nothing. Colorado is 0-3. They have been giving up goals like crazy. Okay, 1-1. Colorado just scoring. Thank you, Evan, for that. Yep, so a tie game there in the first period. And Anaheim and Utah are just underway in the first period from Southern California. All right, to Major League Baseball now. The Mets right now still looking for their first runs of the game. They're at the top of the 7th from Citi Field in Game 3. L.A. leading New York 4-0 in that one. That is on FS1 if you're looking for a game to watch there. Dodgers got 2 in the 2nd and 2 in the 6th. Ohtani leading off tonight, playing designated hitter for the Dodgers. He is 0-3, but the Mets only with 4 hits as they are through 6 innings of at bat, and they are, again, in the top of the 7th right now with the Dodgers leading the Mets 4-0. Tomorrow, Yankees and Guardians are back at it in Game 3 of their series. That's the scene shifts to Cleveland there with that series 2-0 in favor of the Yankees, and then Game 4 tomorrow in the NLCS with the Dodgers and the Mets. So afternoon baseball, if you want it tomorrow, 5 o'clock from Cleveland. And then the Mets and Dodgers are at 8. And, of course, we'll have the Sabres and the Blue Jackets coming your way tomorrow. WNBA Finals. Game 3 goes to the New York Liberty. They win tonight in Minnesota 80-77. So the Liberty now leading that game, that series by a score or by a series margin of 2-1. And the Ducks have just scored 1-0 Anaheim over Utah. All right, so there we go. You got baseball on. You got Boston, Colorado, if you want to watch some sports tonight. We appreciate you, obviously, listening. So Sabres and Blue Jackets tomorrow. Let's look at that game. Columbus, we got to see quite a few times in the preseason. We have not seen them yet in the regular season. Columbus coming into tonight, they are 1-2. So the Sabres have actually moved ahead now of some teams. They are not last. They're ahead of Washington, Carolina, Columbus, and Detroit, who all have 2 points, although all of those teams have many games in hand on the Sabres. Washington, Carolina have 3 games in hand. Columbus and Detroit have 2 games in hand on Buffalo. Sabres are 1-3-1. But it'll be the Sabres and the Blue Jackets tomorrow. And yeah, we'll have that for you at 7 o'clock. And, of course, Dan and Rob will have the call for you. So join us for that Steve Foley Law pregame show starting at 6 on our flagship on WGR. Chopin Bulldog will start it off. And then Paul and I will take over and get you up to puck drop for Dan and Rob. That's our Steve Foley Law preview of the next game as we get you set for that one. So the Sabres fall tonight in a game that you feel like they should have won, for sure. They did get a bad call, but guess what? It's going to happen, as Paul says, and I agree. The NHL officiating is bad, but it's bad for everybody. But that one should not have been missed. It's clear evidence. I don't know what they were looking at. It looked to me clearly like the skate was in while the puck was still not over yet, but it stood. And that was the goal from Drew O'Connor. And then they score again before the period ends to tie it up. Malkin gets his 500th to give him a 4-3 lead. But then the Sabres give him credit. They came back, make it 5-4, and you get a 5-4 all the way to the final minute. And I'll admit, I thought, hey, they got this. Just got to fire it in the empty net, and it's over. And Penguins put on pressure. Buffalo really could not even get possession to try to clear the puck. So didn't have an opportunity really once to get it out, and it was in the back of the net. And I'm fairly certain we'll see Devin Levi tomorrow. And he's played very well in these first two games. I've been very impressed with his game so far, to the point that, you know, I think Lukanen's been fine. That'll be my description so far for him through three games. Fine. But I think Levi's been excellent. So maybe we'll start to see Devin Levi a little bit more if it kind of stays with this pattern. But nevertheless, Steve Foley Law pregame 6, puck drop just after 7. And we'll have the whole crew for you here back tomorrow night right here on the Sabres Radio Network. And with that, we'll say goodnight to you. Thanks for listening. I want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Kyle Powell on our social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. For our reporter, Paul Hamilton, and for Shope with the Bulldog on the pregame, and for Dan and Rob calling it, I'm Brian Colziel. Final again from Pittsburgh. The Penguins win it in overtime on Crosby's game winner. 6-5 the final. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Sabres in Blue Jackets from Columbus, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.